Open Windows, January the 13th, The Law of the Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8 verse 2. We speak about natural laws. What are natural laws? Take the law of nourishment. Provided that law is complied with, honoured, and at the right time the body is given what it needs, not more, not less, the law of nourishment deals with that and quite spontaneously works out in development and growth to express itself in various ways. It is the working of a natural law spontaneously. You do not sit down with the law and watch it and worry about it. What you do is feed yourself and leave the rest to the law. If you violate the law, you know all about it, but acting rightly in relation to the law, you will not be fretting all day long about the law of nourishment. You will simply be taking your meals and getting on with your work. The result is that you are able to work, able to go on. You are nourished. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ is like that. It is a law of life, and it works out in a practical way when respected and honoured. It works out spontaneously in certain directions. It has its own results quite naturally. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ is that law by which we become aware. That is the simplest way of putting things. The Lord Jesus knew that at a certain time he could not act, could not speak. He had no movement of the Spirit in quickening, no life to do so at that time. In his spirit there was no movement of life. The law was not active in the positive way. But when the Father, who knew what was required in speech or action, saw that the time had come, he did not bend down and speak with an audible voice in his ear and say, "Now is the time, say this, do that." He simply quickened him inwardly. The law of life becomes active in that direction, and Jesus knew by an inward quickening what the mind of God was. And this is what Paul meant when he says, "The mind of the Spirit is life."